Next, you'll need to interrogate the storm you've prioritized. Always interrogate, even if you get a report, because the report might not be accurate or representative. For instance, we sometimes get reports of funnel clouds or even tornadoes that are really just scud. And the hail reports we receive are often not representative of the very largest hail the storm could produce. You need to make sure the report makes sense given the storm's radar characteristics. You'll see additional modules in the RAC Convective Storms topic to help you understand what to look at and what to look for to assess each hazard. In brief, you want to look at the radar characteristics of your storm from bottom to top in radar elevation slices for the top hazard, for instance, the tornado threat. Then do the same for the next most concerning hazard, for instance, the hail threat. Then do the same for the third hazard, for instance, the wind threat. Look at least briefly for all three hazards, even if you've identified that one or more hazards are not really as concerning in your current environment, so that the hazards don't sneak up on you. Consider other inputs besides radar characteristics in your interrogation, including satellite, lightning, human observations, and other observational platforms. Limit yourself to about 3 to 4 minutes on this step, or about the duration of a full radar volume scan. It might be faster in some cases, such as if you are interrogating to confirm a report.